Okay, so let's leave the world of visas behind for just a minute.
Yes.
And step into the heart of Morocco.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to be, like, swept away by that magic you mentioned.
Okay, well then let's start with a place that perfectly encapsulates that Moroccan charm, Chefchaouen and the Blue City.
Yes, the photos were absolutely breathtaking.
I know.
It's like a whole town bathed in blue light. It's like something out of a fairy tale.
And it's believed that those mesmerizing blue hues were first introduced by Jewish refugees in the 1930s. It's fascinating how a practical choice, maybe, to keep cool, or for spiritual reasons, has transformed into such a powerful symbol of the town's identity.
Yeah, I can only imagine, like, what it feels like to stroll through those narrow streets bathed in that blue light.
I know, it's like stepping into another world.
Yeah, and that sense of wonder, that feeling of discovering, like, hidden gems.
Yes.
That's what Morocco's all about.
Exactly.
But let's switch gears now from the tranquility of Chefchaouen.
Okay.
To the vibrant energy of Marrakech.
Yes.
Marrakech, just the name conjures up, like, images of bustling soups, exotic spices, snake charmers.
It's a city that truly awakens the senses.
Yes.
Imagine yourself in Jemaa el Fin Square, the heart of Marrakech.
I've heard stories about that square.
It's a whirlwind of activities, storytellers, musicians, food stalls, all vying for your attention.
It's like a living theater.
It is.
A stage where Moroccan culture just unfolds before your very eyes.
Yes. And then there are the souks.
Okay.
A labyrinthine network of narrow alleyways.
Woo.
Bursting with colors, scents, and textures.
Well, I love it.
Shops overflow with handcrafted leather goods, aromatic spices, vibrant textiles.
Oh my gosh, it sounds incredible.
It's a shopper's paradise,
okay.
But also a cultural immersion experience.
You've got to have your bargaining hat on, though.
Absolutely. Haggling is part of the game.
Great.
A playful dance between buyer and seller.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting the best price. It's about connecting with the local culture on a personal level.
Okay, so we've got the blue wash towns. We've got the captivating city squares.
Yes.
What other treasures does Morocco hold?
Let's not forget the vastness of the Sahara Desert.
Ah, yes, the desert.
An experience that is both humbling and awe-inspiring.
I imagine endless sand dunes, starry nights, camel treks.
It's a landscape that just seems to stretch beyond time and space.
Yes.
Imagine yourself perched atop a camel, swaying gently.
Okay.
As you traverse the dunes.
I love it.
The sun dips below the horizon.
Oh.
Painting the sky in a breathtaking palette of oranges, purples, and pinks.
And as night descends, the stars emerge.
Oh, yes. Brighter and more numerous than you've ever seen.
They are stunning.
It's like being enveloped by the universe.
It is. The Sahara is a place to disconnect from the hustle and bustle of everyday life.
Yeah.
To reconnect with nature and with yourself.
Wow, you sold me. Morocco is officially on my bucket list.
I know, mine too.
Okay, but is there anything else we should know?
Yes.
Before we, like, pack our bags?
Yes. There are a few things that can really enhance your Moroccan adventure.
Okay. Lay it on me.
First, a currency reminder. The official currency is the Moroccan dirham.
So no need to worry about exchanging euros or dollars.
Exactly. While credit cards are widely accepted in larger establishments.
Yeah.
It's always a good idea to have some local currency on hand, especially for smaller shops and markets.
And especially for those haggling sessions.
Yes, exactly. And here's another tip that can really enrich your experience. Learn a few basic Arabic phrases.
Even if it's just like, hello, thank you, and of course, how much is this? Exactly. While French is widely spoken, especially in cities, making an effort to speak, even a little Arabic will be greatly appreciated by locals.
It shows respect for their language and culture.
It's those little gestures
that
can make a big difference in connecting with people.
Right.
And finally, be prepared for a different pace of life.
Okay.
Especially outside of the major cities, things move a little slower in Morocco.
Okay.
And that's part of the charm.
So no rushing, no stressing.
Exactly. Embrace the Moroccan flow.
I love that. Embrace the Moroccan flow.
Take your time. Savor the delicious cuisine.
Ooh.
Sip your mint tea slowly.
Yeah.
Engage in conversations with locals.
I'm into it.
It's about being present in the moment.
Yes.
And allowing yourself to be swept away by the rhythm of Moroccan life.
Okay, well, after this deep dive, I'm feeling incredibly inspired.
Me too.
And ready to book that flight. What about you?
Oh, absolutely, me too. It's amazing how all those visa details we unpacked have only heightened the allure of Morocco.
Oh, right? It's like we've gone from paperwork to wow adventure.
Exactly.
And that's what the deep dive is all about.
Yes.
Transforming information into inspiration.
So, listener, with all this newfound knowledge, What kind of Moroccan journey will you create?
Ooh, good question.
Will you wander through the blue maze of Chef Chouen, lose yourself in the souks of Marrakech, or embark on a breathtaking trek across the Sahara Desert?
The choice is yours.
It is.
Safe travels, and until our next deep dive, happy exploring.